约翰福音的十七章。
John chapter 17。
啊，约翰福音的十七章。
John 17。
啊，在十七章记载主耶稣啊分离前的祷告。
Chapter 17 records the parting, the prayer before Jesus departed from the world.
那在主耶稣分离的祷告里面，我们可以看到主耶稣最关心他离开以后他的门徒的两件事情。
And in his prayer, it shows his concerns regarding two things regarding his disciples.
啊，第一个就是成圣。
First is sanctification.
啊，第二个就是合一。
Secondly, unity.
我们现在来看十七章。
Let's now refer to chapter 17.
十五节。
Verse 15. John 17, verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你们保守那脱离恶者。十六节。
16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。十七节。
17.
求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。啊，这里主耶稣说，哦，凡属他的人都不属世界。
Here the Lord Jesus says, those that belong to him do not belong to the world.
啊，但是主耶稣也不希望他们因为不属世界而离开世界。
But it certainly wasn't the hope of Jesus that they depart from the world just because they don't belong to the world.
他们还是要住在世界。
They were still supposed to live in the world.
但是这个世界是属恶者的。
But the world belongs to the evil one.
所以对一个属神的人住在属恶者的世界，这就是极大的挑战。
But it is a great challenge for the people of God to live in the world that belongs to the evil one.
因此主耶稣求神用真理使他们成圣。
So the Lord Jesus asked God to sanctify them with the truth.
我们要圣洁，神说因为我是圣洁的。
The Lord God says, "You must be holy because I'm holy."
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会需要圣洁，神才会同在。
And the church needs to be holy before the Lord be with us.
这是我们真教会末世一个非常大的挑战。
And this is a very great challenge to the true church in these end times.
就是保守教会的圣洁。
That is to preserve the sanctity of the church.
教会的吸引人。
The reason why the church attracts people
不是活动，
it's not activities,
也不是建筑物，
not the buildings,
也不是特殊口才的人，
not people with exceptional eloquence.
教会的荣耀跟吸引是因为有神的同在。
The glory and attraction of the church is the very abidance of God.
那神的同在的条件就是需要圣洁。
And the prerequisite for God'sAbidance is holiness.
我们看最近天主教选出一个新的教宗，是从阿根廷的。
Recently, the Roman Catholic Church elected a pope from Argentina.
阿根廷80%是自称是天主教徒。
In Argentina, 80% of the populace call themselves Roman Catholics.
但是在差不多两年前，阿根廷通过了同性恋结婚是合法的。
But about 2 years ago, Argentina passed a law that homosexual marriages are legal.
全世界大概有七个国家通过同性恋结婚是合法的。
About 7 countries in the entire world have legalized homosexual marriages.
七个国家里面没有一个是回教徒的国家。
And none of these 7 countries belong to the Muslim world.
大部分都是以基督教为主的国家。
Most of the countries take Christianity as their religion.
另外两个国家就是西班牙跟葡萄牙。
The other two countries are Spain and Portugal.
这个也是三分之二以上人都自称说是他是天主教徒。
And in these nations have two-thirds Roman Catholics.
那天主教徒从过去到现在一直反对同性恋。
And the Roman Catholic Church had always been against homosexual marriage.
但是以他们为多数的国家，他们的信徒去选的时候却同意了这件事情。
But with a major Catholic population, these countries have elected to legalize homosexual marriage.
所以我们就发现这个世俗的潮流现在连一般的教会也挡不住。
So you see that the secular wave cannot be impeded by secular churches.
几年前，长老会在美国的巴提摩开全国大会，这是十年以前的事情。
More than a decade ago, the Presbyterian Church held a meeting at Baltimore.
他们成立一个小组，要研究怎么把这个第七诫拿掉。
And they discussed how to take away the seventh commandment.
所以对一般的基督教来说，万诫你这个是不可以讲，也不能讲。
And to the general Christendom, it seems that you can't talk about adultery.
所以在这个整个大环境里面，我们发现世俗化对教会的影响是越来越深。
So we see the influence of secularism increasing in the general environment.
以西结书里面讲，圣殿在盖在高山上。
In the book of Ezekiel, it says that the sanctuary is built on high.
那圣殿的法则只有一句话。
And there is only one thing that talks about the law of the sanctuary.
就是全界要称为圣。
That the entire boundary shall be holy.
因此，我们在这里来研究真理。
So we are here to research into the truth.
这是非常的重要。
This is an important matter.
因为这里说真理使我们成圣。
Because in the prayer of the Lord Jesus, truth sanctifies.
到这个世界来，唯一不改变的就是神的话。
And in the world, the only thing that is unchanging is the word of God.
文化在改变。
Culture changes.
法律在改变。
The law changes.
人的观点在改变。
And the viewpoints, human perspectives change.
只有主耶稣，昨日、今日、明日，永远不变。
Only the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣说：“我就是真理。”
Jesus says, "I am the truth."
他就是绝对的标准。
He is the absolute standard.
所以，当我们在研究真理。
So when we research,
对主耶稣认识越深
，the deeper we understand of the Lord Jesus,
我们就能够分别什么是圣，什么是俗。
The greater our ability to differentiate between the sacred and the secular.
所以在末世来到之前，对真理的研究用真理来净化我们的动机。做人做事的动机，这是非常的重要。
Before the last day comes, we need to sanctify our motives with the truth.
这样我们教会才会走在圣洁的道路上。
Then the church will be on the path to its sanctification.
那第二点，我们再来看约翰福音十七章。
The second point about John 17.
十一节。
Verse 11.
从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们合而为一，像我一样。
11. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
这里圣经说因你所赐给我的名保守他们合而为一。
Here the Bible says, keep them in the name that you've given me, so that they may be as one.
主耶稣只有一个。
There's only one Jesus.
主耶稣的
Lord Jesus.
身体只有一个。
And there is one body of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣知道门徒合一是一个很大的困难。
Jesus knows that the way to unity amongst his disciples is fraught with difficulties.
所以他求神保守他们合而为一。
So he beseeched God to preserve their unity.
如果我们看《使徒行传》有很多的神迹。
If you were to look at the Acts of the Apostles, there are many miracles.
使人复活，瞎子看见，很多神迹。
Raising of the dead, healing of the blind.
但是《使徒行传》里还有一个神迹，
But there is one miracle in the Acts,
就是3000个人同心合意。
And that is 3,000 people united in spirit.
有时候家里两三个人都能够很难同心了。
Sometimes, though a family comprises only two or three people, but it's difficult for them to be in one accord.
但是为什么三千个人可以合一？
But why is it that 3,000 people can be in one accord?
这是值得我们来思想的。
It's something that is worth our pondering over.
在这个充满着多元变化的世界里面。
In this multi-changing society,
能够让我们合一的因素，是因为主耶稣在我们里面。
The factor that causes us to be in unity is the fact that the Lord is Jesus is with us.
我们来看十七章。
Let's turn to chapter 17,
二十三节。
Verse 23.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one.
如果我们把它缩短来看哈。
If we were to
要完完全全合一，就是一句话，要主耶稣在我们里面。
If you are it to be in perfect unity, there's only one idea, and that is the Lord is with us, in the midst of us.
今天我们教会要合一，要追求神住在我们里面。
If you want to be in perfect unity, we need to pursue to have God in our midst.
那其中一个很重要就是真理。
And of course, an important factor is the truth itself.
真理会让我们合一。
Truth unites us.
所以为什么我们需要有真理研究会？
Why do we need TRC?
因为真理能够让我们合一。
Because truth unites us together.
当初使徒教会对外邦人信主要不要受割礼，就起了纷争。
During the apostolic age, there was a division because of the subject of circumcision of the Gentiles.
有的人说，这跟得救有关。
Some say it has to do with salvation.
所以他一定会坚持。
And of course, such would insist on circumcision.
但是有的人说，
But some say
这是重担。
This is a burden.
基督已经释放我们脱离这个重担。
Christ has already released us from this burden.
所以他们召开耶路撒冷会议，就是要解决真理的问题。
So they convened the Jerusalem Council to resolve the issue of truth.
今天我们真耶稣教会已经建立了将近一百年。
And today, as it is, our church is already approaching its centenary.
我们渐渐在真理上已经有一个规模。
And we do have a certain form as far as truth is concerned.
我们要将这个纯正话语的规模传下去。
And we need to pass on this form of truth.
所以对真理的问题，我们需要有一个共识。
So we need to have a common perspective to truth.
那在使徒耶路撒冷会议里面，我们看到也有不同的意见。
In the Jerusalem Council, we discern that there were differences in opinions.
甚至也辩论起来。
And there was a debate.
所以开始的时候是不同。
So、at the beginning, they were different in their thinking.
但是结论相同。
But the conclusion arrived at was one and the same.
那这个整个过程就是圣灵在带领。
The entire process had the leading of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们在这里的开会非常的重要。
So our meeting here is very important.
是我们在真理上能够有共识。
We need to agree in the matter of truth.
然后在共识的真理上，我们教会能够达到合一。
And with based upon this common understanding of truth, we are united as one.
使徒行传有很多突破，真理的合一是一个突破。
And in the book of Acts, we see many breakthroughs, and unity in truth is one of them.
所以今天我们需要求神圣灵完全带领我们。
Today we need to seek for the total guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们对神的道理有更清楚的了解。
So that we would have a clear understanding of God's truth.
那我们看《使徒行传》最后是雅各长老起来做结论。
And in the Jerusalem Council, it was Elder James that stood up to pronounce the conclusion.
结果 最后的结论说是圣灵跟我们一起决定。
And he says, it seemed good to us and the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人很纯正的动机，在圣灵的带领下，这样来带领教会，这是非常重要。
So when our motives are pure, the Holy Spirit guides us, and these are very important factors.
那圣灵跟我们一起决定。
So it is the Holy Spirit and us making the conclusion or decision.
只变成一个工具。
Then we are but tools.
让神来带领。
God is the one that leads.
然后这个决定颁布了各地以后，大家遵行，教会就开始圣工发展。
And when the apostolic decree was made known to the world, the churches at that time, the churches grew.
所以我们这一次的真理研究会，甚至世界大会，将会有很关乎我们真教会的合一成圣很重大的决定。
So in our various meetings, including the WDC, we would have to make important decisions that bear on our unity.
我们需要完完全全求圣灵来带领。
We need to totally depend on the Holy Spirit to guide us.
当教会成圣又合一，神的荣耀就在其中。
And when the church is sanctified and united, the glory of God shines through.
这是主耶稣奉你祷告的另外一个重点。
And so this is another important part in the parting prayer of Jesus.
就是求神的名得到荣耀。
That the name of God be glorified.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We shall now pray together.
请为这几天的圣会大家一起同心合意来祈祷。
Let's pray for the various meetings that we are to convene over the next few days. May the Lord bless and guide.